This is Twit.
I don't know how much news we're breaking right now, but we'll go ahead and lean into it and say, breaking news, I just got the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 Ultra. Dun, dun, dun. Well,
that is a mouthful.
It really is. And
is
it's
it also a handful?
Yeah.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Check it out. You got it. You're right there with me. Yeah. So this is the Note 20 Ultra. I have it displayed next to the Pixel 4a, which is literally what I pulled my SIM card out of last night and popped it into the Note 20 Ultra. On the right of it is the Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra. So the S20 Ultra came out, I think, 4 or 5 months ago, and the Note 20 Ultra shares a lot with it, not the least of which is the ginormous size, as you can see, and the crazy large camera bump area. Looks like my camera is changing iris. I apologize about that. So I just got the S20 Ultra. I'm going to be putting it through its paces, but I thought I'd just kind of show it off real quick here and give some initial impressions. Are you like how familiar are you with kind of the Note series that has been announced, or even just the Note in general? Does the idea of a stylus or an S Pen appeal to you at all, Micah?
I think styli are cool. I think being in the Apple camp, you know, you don't get that in a phone. The closest that you get is the Apple Pencil that comes with the Apple iPad. And I think styli are very cool. What I find interesting are those air actions that actually just popped up there. The way that you can kind of remote control your device using the little magic wand that is the stylus is, I'm curious, are we looking at improvements with this? Is this just iteration on what already exists? Like what new things cool have come to this? Is it more pressure sensitive? Is it the same? Are there new air actions? Tell me all about the stylus. Why else call it the Note unless it is about the fact that you can use a stylus with it and, you know, make notes and things like that.
Absolutely. And every year, you know, they're adding to the capabilities, although it really does feel like, and I'm going to spend time, you know, really playing around with the Note over the course of the next week and beyond. But it really does feel like in some ways Samsung has kind of peaked with the amount of innovation that they can bring to their premium flagships. Right. This phone is $1,449. This version of the phone is $1,449. It starts at $1,299. And when you're talking about the S Pen, that is the real big kind of identifier or kind of the thing that makes this phone unique. And what you get here that you don't get even in the Note 20 non-Ultra version is you get an improved latency on the input through the S Pen. So it's reduced down to 9 milliseconds. So when your pen touches the screen, you draw, you know, and you're drawing, basically that line is faster, is more up to speed with where your pen actually sits. And I'm sure it's the kind of thing that like artists or people who really rely on the S Pen are going to notice the difference. I mean, I can tell you, like, just by scribbling on it and everything, it more and more now versus even a couple of years ago, it feels like you're writing on a very slick piece of paper. You know, it really catches all the subtleties. If I really try and press lightly, I think I would prefer to have a much thinner line, but it's pretty darn thin. You can hardly even see it on the overhead shot that I have right here. So I think ultimately what Samsung is constantly working on is getting the S Pen to a point to where it's somewhat indecipherable to what humans who have been writing forever are used to. And they're getting closer. I think they're doing a great job. I just have a hard time relying on the S Pen. I'm so used to all the other ways that I use my smartphone that I never think to pull out the S Pen when I need to take a note or I need to write your name on a screen. I just type it instead.
What else sets this apart from the competition? Well, what is it about this phone, if we're not talking S Pen, that would make you want to get this phone instead of some other phone that's in the, you know, Android lineup?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not talking S Pen, I think it becomes kind of harder to decipher what differentiates it, even from the S20 Ultra, right? They're both really big phones with, that are stylized with glass front and back, although the Note 20 Ultra has this kind of shaded, faded, non-fingerprint picking up, and that's all scientific terms,
yes.
Glass back. They both have this giant protruding camera array, which is somewhat similar, although is similar on a couple of the lenses and a little bit different in other cases. Overall, the camera system has a laser autofocus now. It has a 5x optical zoom, which I have to say, and just this morning, I was just kind of playing around with it a little bit, and things look really nice out of that. I love having a nice, sharp optical zoom instead of any digital zoom in there, and so they have that going on in here. For whatever it's worth, I will say the S20 Ultra that I have on the right side here, I've been using this to shoot all of my outdoor B-roll for all of my reviews over the past couple of months. So if you've seen any of my reviews and the footage really looks like a DSLR, it's coming from this S20 Ultra. And so I'm really curious to do the same thing with the Note 20 Ultra. I've come to really rely on the video capabilities of the S20 Ultra, and I think I'm going to get similar, if not maybe a little bit better, out of the Note 20 Ultra, but that remains to be seen. I'm going to have to play around with it. Samsung really wants these devices to kind of prove themselves as far as like why they cost that much. And that's one way that they're doing it. They're saying this is a really good kind of platform for creators, for people who want to create. You can, you know, shoot really great video. You can take really good photos. And then in the case of the Note 20 and the Note series in general, artists have really jumped on board. I am not an artist, so I can't show you any of my masterpieces. But so anyways, I'm curious to spend some time with it. It is a very big difference from the Pixel 4a, which has been my daily driver for the last couple of weeks now. Not just size, but just the fact that like the 4a is a $350 phone. The Note 20 Ultra is on the opposite end of that spectrum. This model with 512 gigs of storage and 12 gigs of RAM is $1,449. So it's strange to pop my SIM from one and go into the other. You know what I mean? It's like walking right in two completely different worlds. And you know, I think the bigger question will be, as I play around with this, is right now the right time for a device like this? The story for the last however many years has been all about smartphones in the premium range and pushing the boundaries and everything like that. But the world's very different right now. And right now feels more like a Pixel 4a time in this world than a Note 20 Ultra $1,500 almost phone. So, you know, can it prove itself in that category and prove to people that, hey, I know it's expensive, but you want one anyways, and you're going to pay for it. And I'm not so certain that it's going to prove itself in that direction the way it has in the past.
It's a beautiful device. Absolutely. It is.
It's kind of a signature like piece, right? Like the color that when you have it in your hand, it feels premium. It feels expensive. You know, this is a phone that you really want to show people.
it's super tall. Yeah. Now, maybe you mentioned this, but I missed it. What's the unlock method? How do we get into the device?
Well, they have a couple of different methods, but what I'm relying on is the in-display fingerprint sensor. Gotcha. And it works. You know, it worked perfectly that time. It's been all right for me. It's just in-display fingerprint sensors are just not my cup of tea. Over time, I've played with plenty of devices that have it now, and I just can't say that I prefer it over the actual physical fingerprint sensor that you get on the back, as is the case with the Pixel 4a. It's tactile. You know exactly where it is. I don't know. I just find them to be a little less responsive, a little less accurate when they're in display. Samsung has the... God, I'm blanking on the difference here as far as the optical fingerprint sensor is on other phones. Samsung has a different technology, which I'm completely blanking on suddenly, but it's supposed to be better. And my experience has been that it's actually not. Maybe it's more secure, but it doesn't work all the time. And so that's kind of a bummer, but gotcha. But yeah. So I'm going to be doing a full review of the Note 20 Ultra on Hands On Tech. Yes, ultrasonic. Thank you, Scooter X in chat room. It's an ultrasonic fingerprint sensor. I'm going to be doing a full review.
So basically the screen is screaming at you when you put your fingerprint on it. And if the screams come back as they're supposed to, then it says, okay, that's you.
Yeah, right. But I just find it to be inaccurate at times, like on a day-to-day basis. just pulling out the phone and trying to use it. Sometimes I'm battling the fingerprint sensor, and then I end up having to put in the PIN code, the PIN, because I tried it too many times. It didn't work and it deactivates it. So anyways, full review coming of the Note 20 Ultra on Hands On Tech, not next week, but the week after. So I'm going to have a full week to really lean into this device, and I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, I'll tell you everything that I think about this device when that review comes out in a couple of weeks.